I would, we'll use it for a reflow, but also share with WWM, and then just to kind of share your story.
Yeah.
So, like, who are you, and why did you come down here today?
Yeah, my name is Nathan Hearn. I'm part of the Harbor District AOC Community Advisory Committee. So I'm down here at the Greenway Green Schools Consortium, kind of just representing the CAC and sharing information how the CAC wants to connect, you know, all these projects that are going on in the Milwaukee Estuary, not only with the community, but, you know, be like the bridge that kind of shares their voices with these stakeholders and these project, you know, managers and project leaders, so we can find ways to, you know, not only connect, but, you know, find a common ground between all these projects.
Cool. For people who don't know, how do you describe the work that's going on in the area of concern?
In the area of concern? So right now, one of the biggest projects that we're focusing on right now is the DMMF, which is the Dredge Material Management Facility. And right now, that's the big project because we want to delist the Milwaukee Estuary as an AOC, mostly because there's so many contaminants in the water right now. And by building this new facility, you know, we plan to delist it, but also really clean up our riverways so people can, you know, use the waters for recreation, you know, for anything pretty much that they want to enjoy it with and make it, you know, a better place.
How do you see connections with schools happening with
schools? I think, you know, education about these events right now is the biggest thing, especially for these younger generations, because they're going to be the ones, you know, that are going to have the biggest impact. You know, they're going to develop a passion for not only the estuary, but really just, you know, the environment itself. And from there, you know, they'll be the ones to help make decisions in the future regarding the, you know, not only the sustaining of these projects, but also, you know, maybe even future project leaders.
Talk to me a little bit about your story. How did you come to be in this role?
So I was a student at UWM, but then I became a graduate student at the School of Freshwater Sciences for UWM. And from there, I kind of found a passion and a connection to the organization of the CAC, but also, you know, other leaders and organizations and companies as well. And from there, you know, growing up in Milwaukee too, you know, I felt like it has been such a great place, and, you know, we're right by one of the biggest areas of fresh water, so it's like, you know, why can't we do something positive to help protect it and sustain it?
What have you learned in your time on the advisory committee?
Yeah, I've learned so much, you know, especially from the other partners, the other members of the CAC. But, you know, I think my biggest thing that I've learned is, you know, the networking connections and really the passion that other people have when it comes to protecting places like this area.
I'll let you grab that. I'll let you grab that.
I don't know how we're losing.